The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, Ireland was traditionally renowned as a tea-drinking nation, but it seems that's all changing. People swapping their cup of tea for an oat flat, white or medium-roasted Americano. Well, I'm joined in studio now by Paige Banks, who is the co-founder of Guy's Coffee. Her and her partner, Guy Martin, met in Australia. He from Dunleary and she from London. And they got caught up in the coffee story. Tell us what happened that you fell in love with coffee as well as Guy.
Guy obviously came first, the love for Guy first. It's so hard to get a bad coffee in Australia. We lived in a really little town in Melbourne called Port Melbourne, which is just outside of St Kilda. And within our one little road, there was maybe 10 coffee shops, and it was impossible to get something that didn't taste good. So I think it was kind of hard not to fall in love with the coffee scene because it's just not possible to get a bad coffee.
I thought most of the coffee beans came from Latin America, but Australia has a big coffee bean industry.
No. So the beans still come from South America. It's okay. The way they roast them. So I won't go too much into the science and bore everyone, but It's incredibly scientific how they actually roast the beans. And in Ireland, I'm sure there are some delicious places, but I think the taste is a little bit more acquired, it's a bit more burned, whereas in Australia, everyone says it's more smooth. So I think that's why it just seems to be.
And so tell me about, you had temporarily one in Dunleary and may have it again, but your main centre is in Blackrock in South Dublin.
In the market, yes.
In the market. So tell us what's unique about your coffee.
So we used to import from Melbourne, and then we ended up finding a wonderful local roaster in Wicklow, and he roasts very similar to Proud Mary, who we used to use in Australia. And he roasts it kind of the way that we used to have it in Australia. So we've had people come from New Zealand and Oz, and they say it tastes pretty much just
the same.
And
so therefore, if you get a cappuccino or any of those, it's the same coffee bean, is it?
Yes, the same coffee beans.
It's just the milk is the difference.
The way it's done. And there are different categories of beans. So Proud Mary do it really well. It's mild, curious or wild. So depending on how crazy you kind of want to go, you've got like your normal chocolate nodes, or you can go all the way up to like berry and
so espresso would be which now?
Espresso, you'd probably go for more like a chocolatey one. Unless it depends on your flavour. Like, what do you prefer in a coffee? Are you more fruity or do you like more of like
a chocolatey? Well, you know what I'm going to tell you? You're going to find me a lost case. I like instant coffee. I find all the swanky coffees just too strong. Whereas I can drink huge mugs. So I don't eat breakfast or lunch, but I'd have large mugs of tea in the morning.
Yep.
And the afternoon I graduate onto coffee.
Okay.
But I find I just like the quantity you can absorb when it's very strong is limited.
Unless it's in milk, so do you have it without milk?
No, I just have cold milk. Instant and cold milk.
Okay.
Like I'm a lost cause, am I?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. Maybe.
Okay. The price of coffee, is that it's quite pricey, isn't it?
It is, but I think that comes with the culture of people wanting to have more of an experience, because you can get cheaper coffee if you go into like your servos and things like that. But people want an experience with their coffee now. They want to sit down and have a connection with their local coffee shop, which we found. We have people come in and chat to us for an hour. Sometimes they sit down and it's just nice. I think they want, you know, more of a connection.
Don't tell me they're going to pour out their life's problems.
No, you'd be surprised.
Talk to the hand because the face ain't listening.
No,
you know what I mean?
But we are listening. We love it. We're so here for it. People want to come. It's like a bit cathartic. You know, they sit down.
Has Ireland become similar to Melbourne in terms of coffee?
Very much so. I think COVID drastically made that happen. I think it made people really appreciate work-life balance and they want to come in, sit down, enjoy their coffee. Like I said, had an experience. It's not just about grabbing a cup and carrying on with life. They want to really enjoy that moment.
And what are your future plans?
We want to expand, but not so much that we lose that kind of community connection piece. Like we want to still be able to come in and know all our regulars and things like that.
Okay. Is there a snobbish element to coffee now?
I used to say yes, but now that I'm in it, I say no. So I don't know if maybe I'm a bit biased, but I think, like I said, it's people want, they know how good it can be and they want an experience. So why settle?
And do you have a website?
We do, yes. It's guys-coffee.
Guys-coffee. Well, if you're in Blackrock, do check out Guy's Coffee. It's in the market there.
It is,
in
yes,
Blackrock.
Under the arch. Mm-hmm.
Under the arch. You can't miss it. Well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for
Paige
having me.
Paige Banks, it's a great entrepreneurial story as well as a coffee story. And we wish you every continued success.